May 26, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also an online radio. You can listen to it at thesportscast.net with all the news. Also, go to our Twitter, thesportscast1, and also on Instagram, thesportscast1. Hit that low, and please check us out. Also, go to our app, the Sportscast for iOS. You can get all notifications there. On the eve of Memorial Day weekend, the Celtics have won two in a row, make it complicated for the Miami Heat, who are up 3-0 a couple of days ago. Now the series is 3-2. The series is shifting back to Miami. So, like Charles Barkley says, and Shaq, game six is Miami's game seven. Join us all the way from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. A man that's just stepping out of the shower, Victor Orocho. It's been a long time. How are you doing?
I don't know, stepping out of the shower. I was in the little boy's room.
Welcome back.
Do I look like I just stepped out of the shower?
Never know.
So, yes. Hey, thank you for having me on the show. When my teams lose, it really affects me. I mean, it keeps me up. I mean, I didn't go to bed till late. I was disgusted. I just don't understand. And I don't want to use the excuses of, you know, we're down Caleb Martin. I mean, we are injured, but we're not playing good. I mean, the turnovers in the last two games was not what we were doing in the first three games. It was the Celtics that were turning it over. So if you just take the turnovers away, we're close. And it is known that if Miami's close going into the fourth quarter, the chances of winning are very high.
Yeah, the Celtics have turned on the switch on since game four. Yesterday, game five, they came on to a 15-point lead in the first quarter. And I think that they dominate the whole game. So that was a good start. And they were up 35-20 after the opening 12 minutes and never looked back. Is this team a better team than Miami on paper? Because that's what they say.
On paper, showing up. Look, I wanted to play Philadelphia, right? I didn't want to play Boston, right? I think Boston's
we had this team. Conversation offline, yeah.
Boston's a really good team, right? I think that, you know, if Miami blows a 3-0 victory, you know,
which has never been done.
You know, you don't want to be the first to do that. And, you know, they're going to go back to the constant talk of the undrafted players and so forth. But you also, you know, then it's going to be that we're injured, you know, and, you know, all those things are true, but that doesn't negate the fact that Bam has not played well. It doesn't negate that Jimmy Butler has not played Jimmy Butler playoff basketball. So is he now reverting back to comfort zone of like getting the other guys involved? You know, he needs that killer instinct. They should have closed them out yesterday. End of discussion. Right.
Yeah.
That's it. And their turnovers are through the roof. I mean, it's like plays that are blatantly obvious that you're going to steal the ball, right? Caleb Martin going and looking where you're going to pass the ball. They're just jumping it. They're already seeing the offense, right? They're picking up the offense. So, you know, if they lose by playing good basketball and you're missing. The other thing is Jimmy Butler's missing a lot of baskets. It's unusual how much he's missing, like those field goals with inside, like, you know, what are those stats? I mean, they gotta be
The field goal percentage.
Yeah. For the last two games,
Miami had a 51% field goal percentage for game five and Bob Boston had a 50%. So they're pretty neck to neck there.
Say that again.
So Miami had 51%. And Celtics had 50% field goal percentage.
Okay, so Butler had 14 points,
which is not good.
you can't have 14 points. I go, Bam has 16. So we know that Bam, when he scores 20, we're like, I think we're undefeated, or we're like 8-1 or something. Those two guys combined scoring 30 points. I mean, come on. You know what I mean? Highsmith, look at that, coming off the bench, did well. He scored 15. Martin had 14, right? Duncan Robinson had 18. Duncan Robinson's coming around, but they put him in later. What happened? I lost your scare.
Oh, I got my screen share on the stats of the Miami Heat.
I'm looking at the same thing. So, I mean, this is terrible. I mean, you know, if Highsmith, our role players are doing their part. Highsmith, Martin, and Robinson are doing a good job. Yeah, Robinson's got 9 assists. So he's equated to 36 points. Like, because you don't know how many of those are threes. So just assume they're twos, right?
Also, Heat were missing Gabe Vincent.
They're missing Gabe Vincent, but you know, you still got 1, 2, 3 players, right? Highsmith, Caleb Martin, Duncan Robinson scoring decent. They scored equal to the two stars. How could the two stars have the same as these players? You know, Lowry is not doing, you know, Lowry's up and down. I'm not a big fan of Lowry. I like how he's been playing, but when they're all playing bad, that's a problem. Look at the championship guy, Kevin Love, 6 points. You know what I mean? I mean, and then where's turnovers? Can you just go to stats? Are you are in
stats? Yeah, I'm going to go stats right here. Turnovers.
So here, look at field goal percentage. 9. Right? Okay, field goal percentage is close, right?
Pretty tight.
3-point percentage is close. But look at the free throws, right? They got 2, 6
We did
more.
Better.
6 more points, free throws, but we only got to the line 10 times, and that was probably later. They got to the time almost 20 times, twice the amount of times we got to, right? Offensive rebounds, everything else is there, good. Assists. I mean, it's look at the steals. Those are turnovers. Look at 16 turnovers. 13 steals. So they're plus 7 in turnovers, and they're plus 7 in steals. I mean, I don't know if they're adding them all together, right? Points in the paint, right? So we got our 52 fouls per person. It's that right there is the difference. Now, if you can find out points per turnover, that's the game. Like, how many points were scored off of turnovers?
Does not say.
Right. Well, it may have somewhere, but can you go to individuals? Like, go to Butler.
Let's go Butler. Click 14 on points, 5 rebounds.
But click on him. Assists. See if you can click on him.
Let's see there. We're here on the Google site, guys. If you're not seeing us, but they're showing all about him. Not much.
I'll go down.
Let me go to ESPN.
Try it, or just do Butler stats for
gameplay. Let me go to let me go back and
so,
let's go
so
to ESPN.
I mean, the
site.
Issue is, look at the issues of steals and turnovers. And there were terrible turnovers, and that's what the Celtics were doing. The Celtics are still turning it over. They were also super hot.
Yeah, let me go to ESPN.com. How about for these Celtics? Which player has impressed you the most, and who's the key player for that team right now?
The player that impressed me the most are the Williams, the two Williams.
Robert Williams the third.
Robert Williams and the other Williams.
I'm going to pull this up, guys.
You understand?
Yeah.
They impressed me because they seem to play they're hungry. They're playing hungry. Now, you know, Jason Tatum's obviously was impressive these last couple games, right? But I'm just saying, in the series itself, those Williams guys have been playing really, really well. You know what I mean? They're playing with hunger. The other guys, I don't think, are playing with hunger.
Jason Tatum has done better.
Think about it. He's scored. In the last two games he's won, he scored field goals in the fourth quarter,
which is huge for Jason Tatum. So we're gonna go into the scoreboard here. Let's go to box score. Yeah, the box score, and getting more into stats. Google could only give us a few visuals there, but let's pull this up on ESPN.
Look, Butler was 5 of 10. So he only took 10 shots in the field goal. So he took 0 for 2 and 3 points. So he took a total of, 7 shots?
Yeah. I hear the stats. And you want to look for turnover.
He's got to do way more. And then in the other game, he scored 29 in the loss, right? But he was 9 of 21. I mean, you know what I mean? He's just – you got
points off turnovers.
There you go.
Miami 27 and Boston 19.
Oh, in what game? This last game?
This last game. Yep. Game
5. Look at that. So then at the end of the day, that I'm wrong, right? We scored more points off of turnovers. We're scoring more points off of fast break. But is this, you sure it's his last game?
Yeah, it's game 5. You see right here, okay. It's for finals game 5, Miami.
Okay. Leads. So look, we're getting points off the turnover. So you see the Celtics are still playing poor. We got fast break points or more, but they're scoring. They're just hitting the shots. And this may not be indicative because it could have been later in the game. Points in the paint, we're winning, right? Well, we're fouling more. What's that last thing that has largest lead? 24.
24 points was the largest
throw, 80, 10, offensive rebound, 25, everything else is equal. I mean, it's the steals, right?
Steal 6.
Steal
and Celtics 13.
Points off turnovers. Yeah. So the Heat have it off the turnovers, but the thing is, how do we have 27 points off of turnovers when we have 6 steals and 10 turnovers? Like, the Celtics turned it over 10 times, right?
Celtics turned over 10 times. Let me try to increase this.
Total turnovers, 10, right?
Right.
So
points off turnovers, 27 to 19.
But in favor of the Heat. So if they turned it over 10 times, that means we must be hitting threes off of that.
Right.
Right, because it doesn't add up, but they're just scoring. I mean, I this box score is confusing based on the way the game was played. Do you agree?
So Boston has the advantage of the scoring. We're not hitting our shots.
Well,
it's pretty much
go up. Look at the numbers. The numbers are tight. We're shooting 40%, 40 of 78. They're 40 of 79. 51, and we're close there. Our three points are terrible, right? 16, they took 39 three-point shots. We took 23. But yet we're still 39%, but we took, 16 less three-point shots. Remember I told you I had a kid playing for me when I was coaching youth AAU, and he was like a 30-40% three-point shooter, and I forced him to shoot a minimum of 12 three-pointers, and he goes, oh, my God, that's so much. Well, the reason being is I needed, him to make 3 to 4 three-pointers, which would give me 9 to 12 points. And I wasn't the star on the team, but you have to shoot the three-pointers, right? So the fact that the three-point percentage is pretty much equal, but – now you add, what did you do? 14 minus. Sorry, oh, here, what do you got?
Yeah, back in the screen.
Real quick. How many? Where are the 3 points?
3 point shots right here, 3.9 to 23, 16 okay, so, 39 for Boston.
So look, you take 16, that's 7, right? 7 times 3 that they made is 21 points. That's the game. So if we're shooting the same percentage, you need to shoot more threes. Well, you're not doing that when you're turning the ball over 16 times.
Incredible. All right. This game has turned out to be an interesting one. Closer. Look into the stats, which, Victor and I go back and forth the stats. But let's look at Celtics, how they did. Obviously, Tatum had 21 points, 23 points by Marcus Smart. White had 24. Brown had 21. Williams, G. Williams, 6 points. And Robert Williams III.
But look at four guys in the 20s, and we didn't have one guy in the 20s.
Makes a big dent, doesn't it?
I mean, everybody was scoring 14, 15. I mean, it was terrible, 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 terrible. You can't, those turnovers got to stop. Everything else was equal. Like I said, you have 7 times 3 is 21 points. And what was the difference in the game? 13, but they were up by 20. And really it was
24 points was the highest.
It was a bigger blowout than what the score shows. So those 21 points and 3 points are big. And I don't understand why the Heat aren't playing. They're covering the three. They're forcing us to beat them inside, which we should be able to, but you know, it's terrible. Right. So
yeah.
Any status on Vincent? And you know, here I'll look.
Gabe Vincent, no idea. I think we'll find out tomorrow more on his status and health. How important is he for the Heat, you think?
He's big, man. I mean, he's you know, go look at what's been his numbers during the playoffs.
Let me
update up. Ankle sprain will be guard out. Here I'm looking at it here. He's out for game 5. What about for game 6? You need the guys on fire. I mean, you know, we need somebody. We need a spark. And then Robinson came in a spark, but he didn't play Robinson until later in the game.
Quite something. Vincent, Gabe Vincent for game 4. Now game 3, he had, well, no, that's not 29 points. So this guy goes double digits in the 20s.
Well, 29 was his highest, right? So
right.
In the Heat victories, right? He, let's see, does it let me click on it? No.
Let me show you a clip, Vic, of Charles Barkley's reaction yesterday.
While their confidence is shaking, they can't beat the Celtics if the Celtics play well. I mean, you know, there's a reason everybody picked the Celtics. Now, the thing that's disappointing about the Celtics, you should not be up and down this late in the season in the Eastern Conference Finals. But we saw it against Atlanta. We saw it against, who did they play in the second round?
Milwaukee.
No, that's Miami.
I got you.
Yeah, no, that's Miami. But they were against Philadelphia. And they did the same thing in game 1, game 2, and game 3. But if they play like they do in game 4 and 5, Miami can't beat them. They're not good enough.
I think, you know, Miami's still saying, okay, we know what we have to do. This right now forces them to focus. You know, you would think after the last loss, they'll be a little bit more focused. This right here forces them to focus, and it's going to be a great game. It's going to be a great game. I cannot wait till Saturday.
they will.
Your thoughts on Charles Barkley's comments?
I mean, he's right. Look, Boston's a good – think about it. Boston's not, is a good team. They were predicted to go far, right? On paper, they're a better team. Our role players have been playing way better, and they still did a good job. But Jimmy and Bam can't take off. I'm surprised. I didn't think Jimmy was going to let this game go, but he missed a lot of inside shots. I don't know what happened. You know, I don't know if they're just, I don't know, right? But he's right. Boston, just in general, is a better team.
On paper.
But Miami collectively, you know, with their troops, they just want it more, right? And I think Spoelstra's a better coach than the Celtics coach. But, you know, you don't. I do not want to go back to Boston.
You don't. How important is game 6?
Boston is a tough place to win, man. Boston is a tough, tough place to win. And you don't want to go beating a team 3 in a row and then losing 3 in a row. And then, you know, Jason Tatum has lost in the Heat games, but he's also put up points and lost. You know what I mean?
Here's the reaction of Jimmy Buckets last night after a loss to close it out. Celtics.
What's the sense after being up 3-0, then losing 2 in a row by a combined 30 points in the locker room from you? What's the mindset now where the series stands?
We just got to play better, start the games off better on the starters, make it more difficult for them. They're in a rhythm since the beginning of the game, but we're always going to stay positive, knowing that we can and we will win this series. and we'll just have to close it out at home.
Jimmy, to follow up on that, why is it that your confidence and the group's confidence remains so high given the way the last two games unfold?
Because the last two games are not who we are. It just happened to be that way. And we stopped playing defense halfway because we didn't make shots that we want to make. But that's easy correctable. We just got to come out and play harder from jump. So, like I always say, it's going to be all smiles. We're going to keep it very, very, very consistent.
Okay, so check this out. Jason,
going to win.
Go ahead.
Jason Tatum on the 17th when they played, he scored. Was that points or minutes?
Was it like 14 points too?
Hold on a second. He scored 30 points in a loss. He scored 34 points in a loss. Then he scored 14 points in a loss. So they his 1, 2, 3. And then he scored 42 points in a win. So he's been doing his piece, but he's been turning the ball over. You know what I mean? He's been just doing some bad stuff. But look at, he's been consistent with his points, right? So, you know, if I go here, Jimmy Butler, he hasn't done anything in the last couple games. And even in the blowout, he didn't have to do anything, you know? So I'm okay with that, right? But, you know, it goes back to what I told you, you know, he has to be that killer guy that he's demonstrated he could be. And Bam has to play better.
So, right?
So look at here. In against Boston, he scored 35, 27, 16. He scored 29 in the loss. Let's see. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, yeah. He scored 29 in the loss on the 23rd, right? Because we lost that game, right? And he scored 14 the last game. So the one game that he scored 16 blew them out. But all the other games was 35, 27, 29. And we're right, you know, we're in there. It's Bam, the other guys weren't playing and they're turning the ball over. But he can't go into a playoff game scoring 14 points. You know, it's a point where like now, you know, he's got to be Jordan, right? Where you're not getting
what's the minimum that Jordan scored?
What do you mean?
You know, for a playoff game, was it 20 points minimum?
I'll tell you right now.
From memory.
Shit. All I know is he won in 6.
And he never got swept. Well, no, he did.
He never lost.
Against the Magic. 95, I think. I believe. NFL playoffs.
Yeah, but when he won, he never went He never went more. He's always won in 6 games. He never let it get to game 7.
Yeah, obviously, I think everyone knows that stat, which he did on purpose. He never wanted to reach that game 7. It was too risky.
Michael Jordan averaged 33.4 points in the playoffs in 179 games. So, you know, here, I'm looking, let's see, in the season, I can't tell if it's just playoffs or not. Yeah, he's averaged over 30 points in every game.
The minimum, according to the internet, 15 points was lowest ever. And that was 1986 against the...
In a playoff.
In a playoffs, 86 against the against Boston Celtics. So, which is right. I mean, that's pretty much in his first 3 years of the NBA. So what do you want to see more? What should the Heat do?
The Heat needs game to 6? Not, just don't turn the ball over.
Okay.
Okay, I just don't turn the ball over, and they need to shoot more threes, right? If they're not shooting more threes, then Butler and Bam have to dominate inside. That's it. Because, you know, it's super simple. 21 point, look, they both shot equal percentage-wise from the three. But one shot, 19 more shots on goal.
And they need to play more defense and just double-team Tatum.
They need more defense. I'm not sure if you need to really double-team Tatum, you know, but if he gets hot, you may have to. I'm not sure about that because they haven't had to do it before. You know, I think it's the opposite. I think the Celtics need to worry about double-teaming Butler. right?
Right.
Because he really makes a big difference, right? He's a facilitator. But they have to, that they cannot allow the turnovers to take place, right? That's the number one. And they got to shoot more threes, or they have to shoot. How many games? Let me see. Where was it? The playoffs, Miami. You had that stat sheet, right?
Let me pull that up right now. Miami, ESPN. Let me go to.
I just want
to
see how many shots they had. They had it because they scored more points in the paint. But how many shots?
Shots in the paint. All right, here it is. Field goal percentage, which points in the paint, 52 points. Boston, 42. So.
Right.
These stats are not that bad for Miami. It's just
it's the turnovers, right? Boston's plus six. The Miami is a minus six, and then look at points off of turnovers. We beat them off of turnovers, but then where's the 3 points?
Right here, 9 for 23. That was a problem right there. Yeah.
Look at the difference.
3 point percentage, 31. Well, it's not that far. 39 to 41.
Yeah, but bro. Would you want 10% of a $100 or 5% of a million?
That's why I love you.
Right. So think about it. You got 39 more shots. So therefore they scored 7 more 3 points. That's 21 points, dude. That's the biggest lead. Their biggest lead was 24.
Wow.
You understand? You got to shoot. If you're shooting equal, you got to shoot more. They just either were getting contested, their defense was better. Something happened that they knocked Miami off the 3-point line. So therefore, Miami did their job inside the paint. How many free throws?
Percentage, 80% Miami.
No, you can't forget about the 80%. Look at 9 points. So you got nine. They scored 14 of 19, right? So they scored 6 more points. They took 19 more free throws. So they scored 6 more points at the free throw line and 21 points off the threes. Bro, that's 27 points. And I believe we didn't get to the line until the third quarter.
There you have it.
You understand? So you got to reduce the free throws. And look, when Boston turns it over, we crush them on fast point breaks, points. You understand? Points off turnovers, we kill them. But the problem is they only had 10. We had 16. So look, we had 16 turnovers. They were only able to make it into 19. But the problem is it's now becomes time, possession of time.
There you have it. Heat. Celtics game 6 this weekend. Victor Brooke break it down for us and what's going to happen. It's a lot of these numbers. It's very tight margins here. So
no, looking at percentage. You got it's okay to look at percentages, right? But then you have to look at the actual what's the percentage made up of, right? So remember what I told you. Right. I had this young kid. He wasn't the superstar on the team, but he was a really good 3-point shooter. He shot like 40%, 33 to 40%, right? For a young seventh, eighth grader, right? So I told him that he had to shoot 12 3-pointers in a game because I needed 9 to 12 points for him because the other kids that we had that were stars, they were going to get their points. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, just because the percentage is really close, it what good 80% of 10 is not better than 73% of 19. It shows it there.
Well, there you have it. Game 6 tomorrow.
So
Saturday.
So let's break it down. Number one, no more turnovers.
Okay.
Two, don't turnovers, right? Two, they have to. Like in one game when we won and we blew them out, Spoelstra told them is that these guys are making threes. They have to make threes to beat us. He said that. In this game, what did they do? They made threes. So we have to defend off the 3-point. They can't beat us inside. We just showing you there. We're 10 points plus inside the paint. We cannot let them beat us at the 3-point range.
And there you have it. And what's the key for the Celtics?
I don't want to give him any keys.
Okay.
The key for the Celtics is two things. One, turnovers also. And two, Tatum has to score in the fourth quarter.
All right.
Right? Because in the two games that they won, he scored. In the three games that they lost, he didn't take a shot. Now, he scored, but he didn't even take a shot.
There you have it, Boston Heat, Game 6. It is a must-win for Miami. As Victor said, it'll be very difficult going up to Boston and taking over and winning over there, even though we went there twice already. But you don't want to take that risk.
Nah, not with those fans. And, you know, Jason Tatum, he's a superstar.
He's only 25, Victor.
Yeah, why do you think I didn't like Kyrie Irving? When Kyrie Irving went there, he didn't do anything.
There you have it.
When you get a chance, go look up what his numbers were the year Kyrie Irving was there. It was terrible.
We got some breaking news, Victor. Cardinals has released Hopkins, DeAndre Hopkins.
Really?
Yep. Breaking news. Not sure what's up with that. He has requested trades before. I mean, this past offseason didn't work out. We were talking about the Jets last night with Zach.
I'll take him in the Giants.
So, yeah, he's asking for a lot, I believe. So it's going to be a big pay wage for him. So we'll see what happens. Not sure what happened. It could be behavioral issues inside the camp. The Cardinals have a new coach, so it could be probably one of the reasons.
You know what's sad though is back to the Heat is they looked so good in the first three games and they looked so bad in the last two games. I mean, I don't understand that. Like, how do you just totally switch? And I understand Boston switching because, you know, your back is against the wall. You have to come, you know what I mean? You need that energy boost. But, you know, you're playing great basketball. How is it? You know, I'm concerned.
It's probably concerning. You're not feeling confident with the Heat for Game 6.
I'm feeling confident because it's Butler and it's home, right? And Spoelstra. But, you know, I didn't like the basketball that I was watching. I mean, if I could just go, I don't know, how'd you pull up like highlights? Did you just go to YouTube or something?
I went to YouTube, but that's pretty, it gives a little detail there if you go into that route.
Somebody told me though, if it's on YouTube, it's free. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah, it's free, but it's, you got to maneuver in, but we don't have time to go into the highlights right now. Who is it?
Caleb? No, I just wanted to see one thing. Caleb Martin, turnovers. Overs game 5.
And I can tell you what Vegas predicting.
What's Vegas predicting?
I'm going to check it out right now. Game 6. Game 6. Miami is... No, Boston is favorited.
Yep. Boston's been favored the whole time. You understand?
Don't tell Charles Barkley about that.
Well, Barkley picked Boston 3 times and lost.
I know. Now his picks are coming through.
Well, you know, so I don't know. Stephen A. Smith was wrong the whole tournament. So
he picked the Warriors to win it.
He picked the Warriors to beat. I don't know about to win it, but I know he picked them to beat the Lakers. And Kendrick Perkins picked the Lakers to beat him. They said they figured out, you know, Curry. So I don't know what went wrong there. But, all right, well, we'll see, man. I don't want to be – I hate this feeling. I just want the Heat in the NBA finals, right?
Anything finals happen. Against
But we need Jimmy Butler to play Jimmy Butler playoff basketball.
Minimum period. 20 points.
He's got to be in his 20s, and Bam's got to be in the 20s. That's it. And then it. I'll take the bonus points from the rest of the guys because you don't know who will step up. Because do you agree? Each game it was either Caleb Martin, Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, or Duncan Robinson.
Yeah.
Right.
Those four players
stepped up in each one of those games. Right. So,
and we haven't seen that in a bit.
And that has to take place. Something has to happen. And then I would love to see what happens with Tyler Herro if we get to the finals.
Yeah. And no one knows if he's going to come back for the series.
But I was at my barbershop, and the barbershop was like, well, I don't know if I want Tyler Herro to come back, man. You know, maybe it'll mess up the thing. Dude, the guy puts up an average of 20 points. You can't tell me you don't want 20 points. Now, let's say he comes back and he only
puts up but that's 10. Like, you got to be fit, Victor. Let's say he comes back from injury.
But let's say he only puts up 10.
But it's going to take a bit.
Do you think, listen to me, it's his hand that's broken. You think he's not running?
True. He's probably training.
His hands are right. It's just his hand. It's not like his legs are hurt. He's got to be running. He's got the worst style, by the way. I mean, he's got to change. Those hats he wears is just terrible. But bottom line, you get
rusty coming back.
Yeah, you do. But you don't know. But you also may or may not. You just know. And look at Kyle Lowry's coming off the bench. He's going to come off. Tyler Herro would come off the bench. You don't know when he's going to have that spark. But he's got that. He's got that it factor. Herro. Yeah, you got to admit, he's got that it factor. He went from a starter to a sixth player and still scored 20-something points.
Fantastic.
Lowry went from a starter to coming off the bench and did better. You know what I mean? So he's got that it factor, and he's going to push those other guys, right? So I'll take 10 points. We need points, bro. We scored, what was the game?
Yeah.
Was the final score?
119-103.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to win it.
I'll never forget that score. 110.
Remember, Miami's winning percentage is super high when they keep their teams under 100.
Correct. What was your thoughts over the Lakers and Denver series?
Denver's scary. Denver's a good team. I mean, they're just good.
This is their time, it feels like.
Like I told you when it started, remember? I said, man, I forgot about Jamal Murray. Because they were good without him.
20s, 30s.
Dude, they were in the playoffs without him, and I forgot about him until he came back. Oh, my God, they just got Jamal Murray. Remember that 360 he did in the bubble? I mean, that's a tough team, you know. But I think that we could handle with Bam, and I like, what's his name, Coney Zeller. You know, I think if we could play our game, but Jimmy's got to be consistent. You know what I mean? I'm okay that if the rest of the team is rocking and he's letting them go. But let me tell you something. I'll leave you with this, right? Larry Bird said to because this may have hurt Jimmy only scored X amount of points and we blew out Boston, remember? And Jimmy's known to be an unselfish player. Is that a first statement?
Right, that's fair.
Okay, so he was winning, so he was dishing it and the guys were making it, but then when he needed it, he couldn't score. So Larry Bird, Kevin McHale was talking a story that Kevin McHale scored 50 points. And he was like, man, we scored 50 points. We're winning by like 20. So he comes out and Larry Bird goes, what are you doing? Why are you coming out? He goes, dude, we're up by like 20 something points. I scored 50 points. He goes, dude, when you're hot, you don't stop. He said the next game, Bird got hot, put up 50 something points and kept shooting. He goes, when you're hot as a star, you keep shooting. You don't relent. And I'm concerned that Jimmy's releasing that in that one game we blew out. He has to just take over. He has to take over from the get-go. He can't wait. He can't let everyone, he doesn't matter. They need to know that you better stop me. If you don't stop me, I'm going to crush you by myself. Put up his 50-something points or then dish the ball. That's my opinion.
Yeah, he has to take over the game.
Right off the bat.
He needs to be the leader.
Jason Tatum did. He took over from the beginning of the tip-off. I mean, some of his dunks were, oh my God, disastrous. He took right over. Butler has to take over. He has to silence them right off the bat.
Victor, have you ever seen a team come back from a 3-0 deficit and win it?
First of all, 150 games of 3-0, no one's ever come back. So how could I could never have seen it.
Me.
I also, you saw my, I'm going to make this last comment. Remember I told you that as a player, as a coach, as an executive, Riley's been in 25% of all NBA playoffs.
Don't tell Byron.
Why?
Because he doesn't like Pat Riley.
No, he's trying to compare him to the 11 wins of Jackson and this and that. I go, but 25% of the playoffs in NBA history? Come on. Riley's good. All right, my brother.
Well, speaking about Byron.
Don't forget about the Jersey Boys Sports Talk every Thursday at 8 p.m. Join us live. Come on in and you can hear us on our podcast.
Great show NFL. Yesterday.
We had a great Zach show with Zach. He was awesome. You know, he's a Yankee fan, so I could always be happy with Yankee fans. And we'll go from there. But I really appreciate this time, and God bless.
Absolutely. You can reach us at thesportscast.net or the Sportscast One on Twitter. And you can catch Victor's show every Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Victor, appreciate you coming on. Go Miami Heat. Miami Heat in six.
Bye.